Blog Talk Radio.
In the Bible, there was a man that had been sick for 38 years. He waited down at Bethesda in hope that his body might soon be healed. For legend said that an angel would come and trouble the waters, and that the first one to step in, that immediately right then and there, their healing will begin. But the Bible said, the man waited. I tell you, church, he just waited. Those behind him stepped in front of him. Those on the side of him moved all about him. He didn't know when. He didn't know how. But he knew God's delay was not a denial. So he waited. He waited. He waited. He just waited. Well, who is he waiting on? You remember Job was sick for so very long.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to First Fruit Tuesday night. Oh my God, God has something in store for you guys tonight. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he sweet? Isn't he awesome? You know, I just thank him tonight. Just thank him tonight. Look right here on First Fruit. We just want to say this. We appreciate you for tuning in with us today on First Fruit. Please call in at any time if you have any questions, simply just want to join in the conversation. Our number here is 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. And also, email us if you want further spiritual counseling. And we all struggle. We all need some guidance or need help. And my email address is revstraw@gmail.com. That's revstraw@gmail.com. Minister Young, you want to get your email, sir?
Yes, it's at henryyoung112@gmail.com. That's henryyoung112@gmail.com. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before we get into today's topic, let us share a word of prayer. I just want to go in and pray. Just thank God for everything that he's doing. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for just being who you are, Lord God. Lord, you're so sovereign. You're so gracious. You're so kind. You're so sweet, Lord God. There's none like thee. There's none greater, Lord God. You're definitely in the category all by yourself. And we sing praises to you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for grace and thank you for mercy. Thank you for the things that we can't even see right now, Lord God, that you're working things out in the atmosphere, Lord God, for us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're holding back every fiery dart and every demise that, or every fiery trap to try to come our way to try to demean us, Lord God. And we thank you. We bless your name this day and forevermore, Lord God. And Lord God, as the listeners listen, Lord God, clear their minds and their hearts, their heads, Lord God, that they can listen to what you want them to listen to, Lord God. Your word, Lord God, not ours. We decrease that you increase yourself and show yourself to be who you are in us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Reveal some stuff today, Lord God. Have your way this day and forevermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Our scripture tonight is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, the 35th verse. Romans, the 8th chapter, the 35th verse. It reads as follows. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for my sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. But I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able. Somebody says, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. I feel the power of God. Yes, I feel that.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes, let him come on. Yes. Let him yes. come on, and just show out.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord God. Lord God, have your way. This is about you, Lord God. No hidden agendas, Lord God. It's all about you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We bless your name tonight, Lord God. And evermore. And as we get into the topic tonight, we just want you to understand that, you know, this is you know, meat for us. This is manna falling. You know, he said new blessings every day, and we just thank him for the new blessings every day. We just thank him for it. God show himself to be mighty and merciful. And every now and then he flexes his muscle. We thank him for it. Oh, glory to his name.
Yes,
Mr. Young, don't you start nothing now. You just started now. You just started.
I'm trying to tell you. I feel God over here in Georgia. Sir, I feel God here in Augusta, Georgia tonight. Yes, sir. I feel him.
Man.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Get me out of my radio voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo!
Glory. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Isn't it an awesome feeling to just worship? Just worship God. And when you get into that point where you just worship, where you just worship him. And it's the Bible says to worship him in spirit and in truth. Just to be able to get in his presence and just to talk to him and have that personal relationship with him and cry if you need to cry and shout if you need to shout and praise if you need to praise. And he'll receive all those things. He's never been a friend to turn his back on you.
Amen. 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 Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Never been a friend to turn his back on you. He's never been a father that misguides you.
That's right.
Come on.
That's
man.
Right.
Come on, man. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
We trying
yes.
to get into the topic tonight, listeners. We trying, but the spirit is thick here.
He's
off up in
too.
Here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
He's
God.
It's been good. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Today's topic is stop riding on empty.
Stop riding on empty.
Oh, man. You know, it's easy to ride. You know, put them $2. We just say, Mr. Young, put $2 in the tank. And Rob Phelps, you used to could do that back in the day, you know. You can ride across town on a dollar. Don't put there. Just put me a dollar worth of gas in there. I'm going to ride across town, ride all day on a dollar. It ain't be 79 cents, but give me a gallon. It'll get me where I need to get to. Yeah, I ride all day. They don't make them like they used to.
Amen.
I tell you, man. But as we expound on the Word of God, you know, stop riding on empty. That's the topic for tonight, listeners and family. Stop riding on empty. You know, this is a much needed topic to talk about or discuss. So many of us are riding on empty right now, and we're not talking about just empty, like, you know, a vehicle or anything like that. We're talking about spiritually. You know, it's a lot of us are lonely. A lot of us are riding on spiritual emptiness. And tonight we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about, you know, how do we get delivered from riding on empty. That's the whole thing, is we talk about it. We hash it out and talk about how to stop riding on empty. Stop teasing your tank. That's all it is. You're teasing your tank. Or you misplacing stuff that or you're not being a good steward in putting the work in to yourself. You know, you got to put it into yourself in order to make better decisions. You know, stewardship comes in when you make better decisions. And even when you're making that transition to becoming a better steward, you're going to suffer for a little while until you get right, until things get right. But you got to work while you wait, honey. You got to work while you wait. And that's the whole thing that we're talking about tonight. You got to work while you wait, but stop riding on it. What say you, big brother? What say you, big brother?
You know, I was listening to you right there, brother, and I was just thinking about out of Acts. I was just into the second chapter of Acts, and it was saying, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They said it was partially filled, but they said they was filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Every now and then, you just got to tell God, fill me with your Spirit.
Yes.
Fill me with your love.
Ooh.
Fill me with
Ooh.
Your forgiveness. Fill me, God. Because I noticed, man, we put something else in our spirit sometimes, and we go around half full of God, one-third full of God. Almost empty with God. But every now and then you got to tell God, refill me. Fill me, God. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your Spirit, man. That I may go another mile. I may go another 10 miles. I may go another week. I may go another month. Fill me. Just fill me, God. Because when the enemy comes and tries you, because he's going to try you, the enemy's going to come and try you. Don't think that because when you get saved and when you accept Christ in your life that everything's going to be peaches and cream. No, the enemy is going to try you, and he's going to try your faith. And if you have nothing inside you, you will be
left.
But every now and then tell God to fill me over. Fill me again. Yes. Fill me over and over and over. Put me on overflow. I want to ride on overflow. I don't want to ride on fumes. I want to be on the overflow. I want to be on that side where the gas is coming out. I want to be full of Christ. I want to be full of God. I want to be full of His love. I want to be full of His power. I don't want to ride on empty no more. I want to be full of God. Man.
Come on.
And when you're full of the Holy Ghost, when you're full of God, it'll make you keep your mouth shut sometimes. It'll make you go through sometime. You know, when you ain't full, when you ain't full with the Holy Ghost, you ain't full with His Spirit. Sometimes we get into our own selves and we get our own selves in trouble sometimes. But But I'm saying, when you get full of Christ, mm-hmm. put the flesh behind, and you'll be acting on the love of God. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. 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 My. Amen.
Yes.
You got to. Isn't it better to be full than just half full? You know you can make it. Anything can happen, and the journey might get a little longer than you thought it was.
You got to have
everything to make it. You got to have it to make it, baby. What causes you to stop to ride on empty? Let me help you out. One of the causes is spiritual emptiness is in sin. When we sin, one of them is when we sin or keep sinning, it leaves doors open for doubt, confusion,
mm-hmm.
fear,
mm-hmm.
procrastination, mm-hmm. and the lack of faith, which all spells a healthy dose or a recipe for disaster.
Yes, sir. Yes.
When you don't have it, when you don't have the spiritual vitamin, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, prayer life, a healthy prayer life, when you don't have a healthy study life, when you don't have a healthy meditation, and just speaking openly to your Creator, speaking to Him, and He'll start revealing stuff to you. When you don't have those aspects, and then the other part too is having positive people around you to deposit in you. But guess
Amen.
What? You got to have your spiritual vitamin in order to put some in your tank. And
mm-hmm.
also, it, not only just that, you know, when God gave Moses and them fresh manna every morning, He said that, you know, only eat what you can eat today. Don't take nothing today into tomorrow, because
mm-hmm.
I'm your God. I'm going to feed you today, tomorrow, and the next day too. But I just need you to be faithful and have faith that and know that I'm going to do it.
Yes,
I'm your daddy. And if you know those things, it will not leave room for doubt. It will not
mm-hmm.
leave room for confusion. It will not
mm-hmm.
leave room for fear, procrastination, and all those other things. Because if you just praying when things are bad, or when you just meditating when things don't look good, see, those are that what it looked like. If you look like what you came out of, then a lot of people wouldn't even fool with you. That's if you look like what you came out of. Before you
That's
said,
right.
Lord, I confess with my lips that He is my Lord and Savior. And when you got saved, didn't mean that the devil was going to stop pricking at you. When you got saved, it didn't mean that the devil was going to stop coming at you. When you got saved and you confessed with your lips and confessed with your mouth, didn't mean that people was going to doubt who you say that you are.
Amen. Amen.
They're going to
Amen.
Come a lot worse than what you think. They're going to come. The devil's going to come because he got to turn your yes into a no or a maybe.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Come on, somebody. Hey, bro, you got to have something to fight with. You ain't got nothing to fight with.
Amen.
You know?
And you know, Brother Strawberry, it's like you hit on the nail right there. You hit the head right there on the nail. A lot of times we will accept Christ
mm-hmm.
and we will become saved, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll never go back to the filling station. We'll join, and we will that day that we get saved. But we'll never go back to the filling station. And what God wants us to have is power. And in order to deal with this ratchet enemy that we have, you got to have some power. And ain't nothing worse than to have a car going up a hill that ain't got no power. To be on a lonely road at midnight dark and you about to give out a gas. Ain't nothing worse than you got to get somewhere and you got to stop and refill
yes.
the tank. God yes. wants us to stay full of him. So when
come
the
on,
enemy
God.
Comes
come on,
and he's
man.
Coming, the Bible teaches us that he's coming like a flood. But we got to be
come
ready.
On,
we got to be on full when he comes.
Mm.
I remember a time, Brother Strawbridge, I was driving down 95, and I was debating about whether I was going to fill up. But because I was reluctant to fill up, I saw a sign. I had just passed the exit for the gas. And I just had to fill up down the road. But as I kept driving, I saw the next gas is 55 miles away. And I said, I begin to worry. I begin to get nervous. I begin to sweat in the car. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I should have filled up. Now I'm not even paying attention to where I'm going. I'm thinking about, can I make it another mile? I'm worried. I'm almost crying because when I should have got filled, I was disobedient. I passed the filling station. And as I'm driving down 95, I'm hoping, please don't let me play on the gas late at night. I don't want to be out here by myself. But I remember I just passed a filling station. And God don't want us to be in the middle of the night worrying about where the enemy take us out. He wants to drive and be in life and be confident in him, be assured, be blessed and assured in him.
Blessed
and the only way we can do that is that we be full. Stop at the filling station of God and get filled with him. Don't keep passing by him. Don't keep passing by the church. Don't be passing by your Bible. Don't be passing by the prayer house. Get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes.
Get full.
Man,
man.
Yes. How you say, yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes. Get yourself. So we can take on the wiles of the enemy. Fill yourself up. Surround yourself with God's
love.
We going through life half full, almost on empty. Wonder why we getting beat up. Jonathan, you're not even stopping at the filling station.
Oh, man. Oh, me. Oh,
you
me.
Just
oh,
drove,
no.
You just drove by.
Wow. Lord have mercy. Hey, it's 22
good.
Minutes after the hour. 22 minutes after the hour. You're on with Reverend Strawberry Minister Young on First Fruit. And the call-in number is 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. The topic for the night is riding on empty.
Riding on empty.
Man, God, good God Almighty. Can't do it. You learning how not to ride on empty. How to make sure we don't just drive by those filling stations and everything. And it was an error on our part that we didn't stop. It
come
wasn't
on,
a God area because
come
God
on.
Has said it there. It said it to the side for it because he knew it was 55. He knew it was 55 miles down the road. He knew you was going to have to fill up.
Amen. Amen.
He knew it. He knew it. And so, you know, that was that, you know, and sometimes we have those oops and those errors in our life. And that's another thing. Just because you are where you are now don't mean you have to stay there. That's what type of God that we serve. You know what I'm saying? And when we talk and everything, guess what? We're going to mess up. We're going to mess up. We're going to have blurbs or situations that, you know, occur and come up. But guess what? God is still in the forgiving business. We're still learning. And then some of us are still new babes in Christ. Some of us are well-seasoned Christians and just need somebody to, you know, tap on our shoulder to get us going. And that's what this is all about. You know what I'm saying? Iron sharpening iron. And it also, let me tell you, when preachers preach or minister to preach or anybody of the fivefold ministries do what God, thus said the Lord, told them to do. First of all, that's a wonderful position to be in because God chose them for such a work. Not only that, is that, okay, it blesses them as they study the word, because let me tell you, you can study this word all day long, but God will show up and give you something in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally
mm-hmm.
different than what you studied for. And
mm-hmm.
that's such a blessing. That's, man, I live for that. You know, here you are, you know, getting your hermeneutics down and all those things, and God done changed the whole sermon around. And it's and guess what? It's his anyway. It's his to turn around anyway. Because all you are is a willing vessel to deliver God's word. He is the delivery. You're just the vessel for him to deliver from. So we thank you. We thank God for the members of the fivefold and anybody that's really ministers and anybody that's really speaking life into another being, not whether it be believer or non-believer. It's a special work, and we thank God to be called and chosen for such. Also, you know, we just, like I said again, we're riding on empty. You know, things that we need to do, we need a healthy prayer life, you know. And sometimes we don't feel good physically, and that can interfere with our gas tank too. You know, you don't feel good physically. And sometimes you got to just, you know, do some self-examination and to get to the root of why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Why things aren't moving the way it's supposed to be. I know Ephesians 5 and 15 through 18 says, well, it says, be very careful then how you live. Now, that's unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
Amen.
That's what it says. It's because the days are evil. I'm going to stop right there in the scripture. It says the days are evil.
Amen.
You know, and so it's important that we have a productive spiritual life with our Creator. It's important that we pray, study, meditate, and all those things, and be open to God. You know, therefore, it's important to spend time every day with God.
Amen. Every day.
Just like the man of God just said, he said that, you know, he seen the gas station, and then he said, I can make it. And that was a worry in between that gas station and them 55 miles. You know,
mm-hmm.
did he make it? Did you make it, Minister Young?
Brother, I made it, but I was so, so scared. I was so worried,
wow.
You know. And God doesn't want us to live like that. He don't want us to live a scary and worried life. You know, he, man, right now, is saying, come to him and let him fill you.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying right now, let me give your life to Christ right now. That's what he's saying, so he can fill you over and over and over, that we may be able to go through life and deal with
mm-hmm.
things that come up. Job said, the man that's born a woman in full of trouble. But if you do not know Christ right now as
mm-hmm.
your Savior, the Bible
mm-hmm.
simply says that if you just shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. All you got to do is give
mm-hmm.
your life to Christ. Tell God, Lord, I need a Savior, and I come short. And I'm asking you, God, to come into my life and save me. Be my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is opening the doors for you right now to come into his bosoms. Amen? He's telling you right now, tonight is the night of salvation. Don't get caught out there on empty. Stay on full. He's saying that right now. Somebody is riding on empty right now, and he wants to fill you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen, brother. Amen, brother.
Amen.
You want to fill him right now. You want to take him to the next level.
Yes. Yes, he want to fill him. He want to fill him. He want to God wants you to get into his presence and everything. He just wants that special relationship with you. Man, and let me tell you, there's nothing like a relationship with God. There's nothing like it, man. Man, I just tell you, you know, oh, man. It's when I came into the body, when I first came into the body of Christ, I knew that it was something missing in my life. And that's what it was. But once I got a relationship with God and everything, I could start seeing changes in my health, changes in my walk, changes just in me. But the most important thing to do, family, just like Minister Young said, you know,
it's
just lay it down. You can do it right now. This is your choice. It's all about having a choice. Jesus, you know, was on the cross, and he still was petitioned for our freedom. even the men on the cross, it was one was trying to still question who he was. And so, in this day, you have a choice to choose. He's so awesome. Won't you let him come in? Won't you let him come in and do what he needs to do? Be on this side. Be on this side. I'm telling you, it's such a beautiful place over here. Times get trying sometimes, but God is so grateful. He's so gracious. He's so kind and so sweet. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for such a time that you allowed us today. And Lord God, we believe that we did what you called us to do, Lord God, today, to reach your people, Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you for, Lord God, choosing us for such a work, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God. We hope that it just touched each and every one of us. Somebody got saved, or somebody got filled, or somebody got replenished. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We magnify you, Lord God. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none like you, Father. We just thank you. Have your way, Father God. Bless you. God bless you. And may God keep you this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Until next time. God bless you.
Amen.